This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. For decades, legislators have repeatedly fumbled the creation of an ethics commission to stop government corruption. But voters demanded one overwhelmingly in November, and now it's on some of the very people the commission would police, state lawmakers, to decide what it can and can't do. Two bills are being considered in Santa Fe, one where people can see what the commission's up to, and one where it's mostly secret. All but a handful of states have ethics commissions. New Mexico voters sent a message just a couple of months ago. There should be one here, too. Kathleen Sabo is the executive director of New Mexico Ethics Watch.
We're fighting for an independent commission, one that is adequately funded so that it just doesn't sit there and do nothing.
Crucial basics remain in the hands of legislators this session, like whether the commission's work will be visible to the public and whether it will have teeth, like the power to dole out meaningful penalties.
At this point, sort of the motto is among people, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And so then the question becomes, we're all looking like, when does it stop being good?
The voters' demand for a commission wasn't a surprise, and ethics commissions have been on the table in Santa Fe for years. So why are lawmakers still scrambling last minute over core principles?
It looks like the entrenched people have major concerns about it, and I don't know that they've been able to reconcile their concerns with the public's demand for transparency.
On the House side, a bill sponsored by two newish Democrats checks a lot of boxes. Here's Representative Damon Eli from Corrales, who's been in office 2 years.
This is a sea change. It really will be a place where the public's confidence in government can help be restored.
With Eli's bill, transparency is built in, though some exceptions in it have drawn backlash. For example, if a complaint is filed and the commission decides it's frivolous, that complaint is never made public. Eli says that's to encourage someone who maybe saw something kind of ethically funny, but they're not totally sure about it, to come forward anyway.
I want to give those people some confidence in the system that it won't just be public the minute they file it. If they want to make it public, they can always do that.
And that's pretty different than the competing bill in the Senate created by Democrat Linda Lopez, who's been a legislator for 22 years. With her measure, all complaints, reports, files, records, and communications would be secret and not subject to the state's open records law. And if someone shares that info or makes it public, they would be subject to thousands of dollars in fines. Higher fines in some cases than what a politician would pay if found guilty of breaking existing ethics laws. With Lopez's bill, the commission would only be able to recommend penalties and could reprimand or censure someone. With Eli's bill, the commission could impose fines or force many elected officials out of office.
This is a huge step forward, so they should be commended for it. My concern is that I don't want people to find tiny excuses to not take this bill forward.
Shruti Shah is the president of the Coalition for Integrity, a national nonprofit that gave New Mexico a low ranking last year when it came to battling corruption, 41st in the nation. She says Eli's bill could flip us to the top 10. It comes down to really hearing the voters, she says.
If you want to make sure this mandate from the people becomes a reality, you want to incorporate the best practice standards. You're not trying to do the minimum.
As the clock ticks down to the end of the session next week, both bills could face last-minute changes and late-night votes. We'll see which politicians go for more transparency and a watchdog with bite. KUNM put in multiple requests for comment to Senator Linda Lopez's office for over a week, and as of airtime, hadn't heard back. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.